Guys.
Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Somebody who has been inside a hustler Hollywood.
You are not lying.
The locations?
Everywhere.
Oh, yeah. Well, I was afraid. I had to look up the locations because I was like, I want to bring this up. But if nobody's ever been to one, I don't know where they are. And then you go like, it'd be a shorter list to find a city where there's not one.
God, look at the bigger the one in El Paso is.
Say again.
The one in El Paso is massive.
And these aren't nondescript storefronts.
What do you mean?
People know if their town has one, huh?
Tyler. Are you not seeing how massive it says Hustler?
I said, if you're not familiar, chances are maybe you're one of the unlucky few who don't have a location because this neon sign is massive.
It's enormous. It's enormous. And literally, they are everywhere. So yes, I'll give the phone number, Kristen, 866 to Elliot, 866-235-5468. I need somebody that's been to a Hustler Hollywood. And the reason I need to talk to somebody who's been there, yes, from the outside, you could see the sign is enormous.
Mm-hmm.
On the inside, what is the setup?
What do you mean?
Like, is it discreet inside?
The mannequins in the window suggest not, but I've never been inside one.
I feel bad saying that I haven't been in one. I feel really bad saying that.
Do you think, though, when you get inside, you're like, well, where is all of the lingerie? Because right below Hustler Hollywood, it says gifts, lingerie, apparel, novelties, and DVDs.
Okay. I bet the DVD sales are very low.
Some of the newer ones actually don't say DVDs.
They shouldn't. I mean, at this point, if you're getting porn on DVD, there's something wrong.
Now, in Fort Lauderdale, it says souvenirs.
There we go.
Shot glasses.
Do any... Remember, was it last week or the week before, there was that truck of dildos that spilled all over the road?
Yes.
Well, I bet I know where they were going. That was my first thought, is where are they going? Well, they're going to Hustler Hollywood.
Mm-hmm.
And anybody can walk in.
I'm sure there's a sign on the door restricting age, no?
Oh, I bet there's not.
What?
Why would there be an age restriction?
Just to make others in there
okay,
who are
maybe there's not.
Older,
so like maybe
comfortable.
Maybe a group of 13-year-olds can't walk in.
Right.
Can I walk in with my kid?
Yeah.
If I was with...
Remember the stories that were going around within the last couple of weeks about how cashiers judge you?
Right.
Come on in.
I don't care if you judge me. No, honestly, what do I care? If I'm going in there, you think I care what you think? I'm going... Listen, I don't want to leave him in the car.
I'm out running errands.
Yeah. And I was like, oh, Jackie wanted me to pick up a double dong on the way home, and I have to get in here, so I'm coming in.
I'm here for a wig.
Halloween, not even for anything else but Halloween.
And while I'm here, fleshlights? Line one. Hi, Ellie in the morning.
Hello?
Hi, who's this?
Hey, this is Taylor from Richmond.
I know why you're calling me.
Yes, I saw on the news this morning where they're putting one in in front of the Children's Museum.
And that's why I want to know. Oh, what's wrong, Diane? Well, it's also, so it's the Children's Museum. Also, what's the one right next door? Is it the Please Touch Museum? Because I'm going to move that sign to. Exactly.
Richmond? In Richmond, the Hustler's Hollywood is not going to be the most disturbing thing children see.
Okay, ma'am, let's have a little more community pride, please, please. But that is the, thank you, ma'am, that's the big debate.
So this is right across the street from the museums?
Could not be more across the street from the museums.
We've been right there.
Yes!
Multiple times.
Yes! Except now, instead of going towards the museum doors, we'll go the other way and cross the street.
What did it take the place of?
Say again? I don't know.
Did I forget to patronize and this is the result?
Isn't it, I want to say, isn't it the old Pizza Hut?
I don't know.
I think it's an old Pizza Hut that was there.
So everyone's up in arms.
Well, some people are. Some people are like, get over it.
Like you.
And then some people are like, but then some people are like, hey, not across from the Children's Museum and the Please Touch Museum. So some of them are saying, hey, listen, is anybody really going to confuse the two? Get over it.
Wait, that's their argument? No, they just don't want the people to walk out and see the big flashing lingerie sign.
Line 3. Hi, Ellie, in the morning. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, hi. Who's this?
Oh, hello. This is Michelle. How are you?
I am well. Where are you calling me from, Michelle?
Oregon, New Jersey.
Oh, very good. You've been to a Hustler Hollywood?
I have, and funny enough, I'm learning that there's going to be one in front of a children's museum. I'm a mom of two, and I'm like, ay, ay, ay.
Oh, wait, so you know what? No, you're perfect. You're perfect. So I'm guessing when you went into the one, which location did you go? What's your location?
I went to the one in Hollywood, Florida.
Oh, very good. Huh. Good for you. And the, I bet that's a biggie, too. I bet that's a big one.
It's enormous. And no, there's no sign saying children of, you know, any age should not be coming in or anything. It's interesting. It's fun. There's a lot of stuff.
What did you, when you went in, what were you looking for?
Oh, I can remember perfectly. I got a t-shirt for a boyfriend, and it was a really interesting, you know, kind of cowboyish design mm-hmm. with the word.
Yes, I got it.
So there you go.
So you went in for the apparel.
It was a saloon. It was a saloon theme t-shirt.
I got it. Yeah. I got it. Now the whoa. That's okay. That's okay.
That was Richmond. I pulled up the street view. I mean, this is primo space here. On the corner, just think of the traffic they'll get from passers-by.
Like yes, it's on the corner, passers-by. Also, a place to hang out and just show off what you bought.
Oh, what, in the parking lot?
Well, the parking lot or just on the corner?
Or in the nice turnaround of the Science Museum.
Well, there's the Science Museum. You know, but if the kids use the crosswalk, it's almost like they're walking right into the Hollywood Hustler, or Hustler Hollywood, excuse me.
We had fun when we went to the museum.
Yes!
But I worry, had this Hustler location been there, we wouldn't have been in the museum that long.
Line 2. I wonder if they would do a grand opening toy drive.
Now, you know that the corporate body behind a Hustler Hollywood is a little deeper than a forbidden fruit.
I know, but that was fun. The toy drive was fun. And we still have all those vibrators. Hi, Elliot, in the morning.
Every once in a while when you walk past it, the bag moves.
It's like that. I shouldn't mention those puppies.
No, Tyler, please.
All those sweater puppies.
Now we're back. Hi, Elliot, in the morning.
Hey, is it me?
Yeah, hi, who's this?
This is Rod from Rockville, Maryland.
Hey. Yes, sir, what's going on, dude?
So my brand, and we go to Vegas all the time, and I own a company here in Rockville, and we throw parties in Vegas, and we've thrown them a bunch of times at Hustler in Las Vegas. A bunch, and we know the owner. He's actually involved in my industry as well, because we're not in the stripper industry. I own a brand and company called Stash Products, and we make and own a bunch of patents for the cannabis industry. We make a bunch of, and we invented a bunch of products for consumption of cannabis products. And he started getting involved in that. He makes papers, lighters, and vapes and stuff like that. And he sells them at his Hustler locations too.
Oh, no kidding.
So I see him at, at trade shows. His son is like a real like younger kid. He's obviously probably 21 or 18 or something like that. And you see him at the club, and then you see him at the trade show, and you see him like he looks just like his dad. They're like very like, I don't know. You could see him and know, hey, these guys definitely own a strip club.
Okay, they have like what does that look like? Well, he looks like he owns a strip club. Do they walk around with a boner?
A lot of gold. His shirt, I think every shirt he has like a gold logo on it, like a bright gold logo on it.
This is a friend.
Everything. Hey, man, when you see me, you can easily tell that I own a cannabis company. So, I mean,
That's fair. At least you're looking in the mirror. All right, dude, I appreciate it. Can I ask a question real quick?
Mm-hmm.
If I, like, let's say we were going, the big corporate meeting somewhere, yeah, right? And I was like, oh, you know what? I'm in charge of hosting the, like, before everything starts party. I'm hosting it, and I just gave everybody the address. Would the company frown on me renting out a Hustler for the corporate party?
It depends on the company, but most, yes.
Hey, Alice, let me run this by. No, they sell like saloon themed t-shirts.
It's a private shopping event.
Is there one in Anaheim? Is Scott still there?
Yes.
Oh, he can pick you up that shirt.
After Strongwater, go to Hustler. I will say this. I was just out front on the street view here. When you turn down Davis,
right?
Man, that store goes back far.
The depth of the store?
You see how deep it goes?
Yes!
That's like a block long.
Yes! Do you know how much space I need for all these dildos?
From Brittany.
And fleshlights.
My mom and her husband used to make me sit in the car while they spent what felt like an eternity in a Priscilla McCall when I was younger. And I remember looking at the windows like, WTF is this place?
Wait, what is
I've
Priscilla
never heard of that.
McCall?
It's the same thing.
Same thing?
Yeah, yeah.
Ooh.
Like Steph says, there's a Priscilla's on Broad. We ride by often, and my 16-year-old still has no clue.
Oh, yes, he does. Yes, I'm saying he could be she. They know. They know.
Yeah, they're in the Carolinas, Texas, and Virginia.
Yeah, my
it's
boys.
Another store I've never heard of.
What, Priscilla McCall's?
Yeah.
You've never sought a destination that makes shopping for sexy toys easy?
Whoa.
Oh, Myrtle.
Holy crap. What does that thing in the middle do? Can I be honest? That thing in the middle, I don't know what it is, but nobody, including a mouth, nobody has that many holes.
Elliot.
You can't. What does that do?
This is the handle.
Oh, never mind.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. I was going to tell you to use code Sapphire, but you're not ready for that yet.
Hey, I will say this, just looking at some of the pictures, if you have a big chess match this week and you want to do some cheating, I know where you can get some remote control anal beads. That's what they should do. They should host chess tournaments at the museum and everybody swing by first for the beads. Hi, Elliot in the morning.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
I am wonderful, thank you. How are you?
I'm good. I'm laughing because my dad goes to a train show at the Science Museum every year. And when we went to the store that's on Bourbon Street, in the front window was like a guy in what could either be a train conductor's hat or a police hat, but in all leather, like strappy chap.
Right.
And I just imagine all these old guys going to the Science Museum and looking across the street, and it's like, oh, that could be fun.
But now, can I...
But I can't help but laugh.
Can I ask an honest question? By the way, Tyler just pulled up the street view of the one on Bourbon Street. That's nice.
It's huge.
That's not. It is
enormous. It's huge.
Yeah, it's that seems to be a running thing. Oh my God!
Yeah, it's big.
Look at that.
Now, are those poles for structural support?
As my friend tested out, they are. They are not. They are for you. It's two stories, and it's. I mean, it's full of kids from Bourbon Street, but then you like you turn a corner, and there's like two creepy old couple in the corner looking at stuff. It's definitely a mixed pot of people that go.
Is there, do you remember, was there an age restriction to go in?
They didn't have anything like specifically on the windows. That was actually something we talked about because we thought it was interesting because there were kids that were not able to go in the bars in Bourbon Street, but they were, you could tell they were not 21 that were in there laughing, giggling, and like,
oh, that's,
not mature.
That's
hell yeah. I mean, like, but like little kids, yeah, there were no little kids. But the people that work there could have cared less who was coming and going.
Yeah, of course. Just buy something, for God's sakes. All right, very good. Very good. I appreciate it. Oh, did you buy anything while you were there?
There were things that were bought.
What'd you buy?
My girlfriend bought a wig, as you laughingly just made a joke. She bought a bunch of wigs to take home. And then both of us bought those box, like, lingerie sets, which I can say never made it out of the box because it looks like a ham tied up with strings once I dried it off. So we just went back in the closet, ma'am. And I said, that was a fun trip to Bourbon Street.
You know, confidence can be sexy.
Really? How about fat pouring out of a strap? Well, that's what she said. I'm not saying she's fat, but that sexy?
I can own it. I own where I should not live, and while my husband appreciated it, I said, this is not a look anyone needs to experience, and I just sit back.
All right, very good. Thank you, ma'am. Thank you. By the way, there's a lot more clothing than I expected.
Well, they even in the back, they have like LSU-branded footballs.
Oh.
But that's right under the massive sign that says, relax, it's just sex. Now, is that a feature they have in every location?
Oh, like they adopt the local college team?
Like, is that where you go and take the photo for Instagram?
What, where it says, relax, it's just sex?
Yeah.
Underneath the stuff. So, like, all the Richmond spiders will be in there taking pictures? No.
I don't know.
Wow, look at that mannequin.
They are big. They are. I'm glad, you know, now, at first I was shocked by the block depth of the Richmond location, but you need it for so much product. I mean, I'm just in there for the socks. Relax. They're just socks.
Hi, Elliot in the morning. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, hi. Who's this?
Is me?
Yes, I got you. Yes, it is you.
Okay, sorry. Well, I haven't been to an actual store, but I have been to a private, like, Hustler magazine New Year's Eve party.
Oh, my God. How'd you get invited to that?
I used to work for a PR firm in Palm Beach, and I guess they were having an event, and a lot of us got invited to go up there. That's all.
Can I ask you a question? And I don't want this to come across as rude or inappropriate or whatever. Like, don't get all snowflakey on me. But, like, if you got invited to a Hustler New Year's Eve party, you're very attractive, right?
Yes.
Thank you. There's that confidence that's sexy. No, you know what I mean? Like, they're not having you come to their new... It's not like a random Tuesday night in the middle of April. It's New Year's Eve, and you go into a Hustler party. They want good... I've never been invited to a New Year's Eve Hustler party. You have to be very attractive to get into that. Good for you. Good for you. Thank you, ma'am. So there are a large group of people that are like, yeah, okay, so you're opening up from the Children's Museum. So what?
Of course.
Yeah.
But who's louder?
Well, who's louder? The complainers are always louder.
Like, I didn't see a press release, but I'm seeing these news stories with
those because they all went
that
running.
Are stirred.
Yeah, because they all went running. Can I go to line 6? Hi, Yoli in the morning.
Hello?
Yeah, hi. Who's this?
This is Ashley.
Yes, Ashley. What can I do for you?
I would like to some advice, really, on how to explain to my child while picking up or dropping off at his Baptist preschool why we can't go in Adam and Eve that's directly built right on the drive there every day.
Wait, how close to the school is Adam and Eve?
There's a BJ's warehouse in between where the school is and where Adam and Eve is, and that's it.
And that's right by the, well, it's a Baptist school.
My kid got in the car and he's like, Mommy, can we go to the new Adam and Eve store? And I'm like, no.
Mommy's already been there.
But now are the other parents, you sound like you don't care, but are the other parents all throwing a fit about the about it being so close to the private Baptist school?
Well, obviously, Elliot, if I don't care, I'm not talking to the parents that are throwing a fit about it.
You know what? That's a good point. That's a good point. That's a whole different party. All right. Very good. Very good. I appreciate it. And then Kristen says I have to go to line 4. Hi, Elliot in the morning.
Hi, this is me.
Yeah. Hi. Who are you?
Hi, I'm Derek. I'm in Atlanta, Georgia.
Hey, Derek.
I'm going to answer a few questions for you.
Oh, yeah. Are you an expert at the venue? Go ahead, please.
I was the vice president of some of the adult stores here in Atlanta for about 8 years. When it comes to the school and where the store is located, they have to be at least 1,000 feet apart.
Right.
Unless you can get into a city that hasn't made that law yet. Then you can put them anywhere you want.
Smart.
Oh, so those are zoning laws, right? All the zoning rules.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Like I remember when I was in, when I lived in Houston, there were no zoning laws. So you would have like church, strip club, strip club, school, strip club, church.
Yes. And as far as taking your child in with you, there's a catch to that too. To be considered an adult store, you have to have so many square feet of adult products. That's the reason a lot of the stores carry filler products so they don't go over that square footage. And they can still have anyone come in. It's not listed as an adult store.
So
once you go over the square footage, it's 18 above.
So come and get that LSU gear because that's taking up some square footage along with Tyler's socks. And that way anybody can come in and get the old double dong. Absolutely. Wow.
Why did he leave the position? Did he leave the industry?
Why did you bail out on being a vice president of adult shopping stores?
The company I work for, we opened a store in Alpharetta in a city called Johns Creek. As soon as it became Johns Creek, and our opening day, they walked in with ticket books. Johns Creek had no laws. They adopted them that day, so they come in, wrote all of us a bunch of tickets. We wound up in federal court. It was ugly.
A personal question for you. Are you still well-connected in that industry, though?
Yes.
And more importantly, the week of October 10th, are you around, like, just to, like, maybe get together for lunch or something?
Sure.
Excellent. Excellent. You and I are going to go do some running around. All right, my friend. Hey, hold tight one second. Let me get some info from you. That's a nice little wrinkle.
I don't know if I've ever heard the square footage rule.
I've never heard of that.
No.
So I can have anything I want, and I don't have to call it a sex shop as long as X amount of square feet have filler product,
yeah.
And then it's all ages.
Yeah.
Genius.
Beyond genius.
So look for places with no zoning laws whatsoever.
Well, obviously.
Mind your square footage and make sure it's not a town that's going to write up laws the day of grand opening.
How about that?
Nerds.
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.